Heroin's tentacles have reached into the life of Republican Representative John Nygren of Marinette. He recently shared in a video the story of his 24-year-old daughter, Cassie. Nygren says she became addicted to heroin in high school. He says he became aware of the problem as she fell from straight-A student to habitual truant to dropout.
And I remember the day meeting with her for dinner at a local pizza place. She looked terrible. She told me that she was using heroin. I was almost sick to my stomach because as a kid growing up, you know, you see the movies and you think of heroin as something that's happening in dark alleys.
Nygren says police recently apprehended his daughter in Texas on drug-related charges, and she faces extradition back to Wisconsin. The assemblyman recorded the video for the public awareness campaign the state attorney general's office has launched. Nygren has also introduced a package of bills he believes could help.
Well, I don't think any of them are the silver bullet that you know everybody might be looking for. Unfortunately, you know, problems like this don't oftentimes have easy fixes, but these are just a start.
One plan would let first responders administer a drug to counter a heroin overdose. Another would require people to show a photo ID when picking up opiate-based prescription painkillers. They can addict and lead to heroin use. Nygren says he also has sights on legislation to provide more treatment options for drug crimes rather than simply putting the person in prison.
My county sheriff has said you can't arrest your way out of this problem. There needs to be treatment to help break that cycle.
Legislators from both political parties have praised Nygren's courage and supported his bills. Last spring, the Joint Finance Committee unanimously added money to the state budget for treatment and diversion programs. Democrat Evan Goyke only wishes the committee would have pumped in more. It added $1 million. The Milwaukee representative wanted $75 million to help addicts who turn to crime.
We know that we're going to pay for them in their prison cells and in their probation and parole, and we know they're going to victimize people to get and fuel their drug habits. And it's just a matter of how we prioritize our resources. That treatment dollars, while expensive, saves a great amount of money on the back end.
Goyke hopes the legislature revisits the idea of additional funding. It may, but not $75 million, according to Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
I think Representative Nygren's efforts really are good at focusing our efforts, trying to look at programs that work and make investments, but we're not going to just have a blank checkbook. But we've got to do things that make sense for the taxpayer in the long run, but also are affordable in the short term.
It's Voss's job as Speaker to schedule bills for floor action. He notes the docket is pretty full this fall, so it's more likely the chamber will take up Nygren's proposals to fight heroin use early next year. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.